Hello there, everybody. I'm sure all of you have had this experience before. Hang on a minute. Okay. When you call a pharmacy or any other place, I'll use a pharmacy as an example. When you call a pharmacy and, you know, they put you on hold, that's fine, but... When you call a pharmacy or any other, you know, professional place, normally you get really nice people who are willing to help you, normally. Except I seem to be a magnet for the opposite. I was at the UNLV Health Center yesterday. And it started when I needed to call my pharmacy to get a prescription filled. That's fine, because I'm used to doing that all the time. And so my phone was breaking up. And so they're like, hello, you're breaking up. Click. Okay, I understood that. And then, so then we tried from another phone, a landline. And the person had to step away, and I couldn't reach the darn, you know, phone. So he was like, hello, hello. And she picked it up. You know, she's like, hi, my name is something. Oh, he just hung up on me. You know. And then... you know, the third time it worked, but even while I was on the phone, he's like, you know, name, date of birth, whatever. Oh, looks like you canceled it, you know, which was fine, but I've been on other calls where they were like basically, copping the attitude of, well, basically just, you know, pretending like thinking that I don't understand, you know, what they're saying when I understand perfectly. And I, you know, I told them nicely. I said, look, the doctor gave me permission, you know, to call and, you know, fill this. Well, sorry, we can't do that. We need the doctor's permission. Click. You know, when I had just said that. So, I don't know. Yet they're really nice to me when I'm there in person. They're wonderful. You know, they've come up with ways for me to tell my prescriptions apart because they don't have the technology to, they don't have that, what is that thing called where you put the prescription in a little stand, you press the button and it reads the tag or something, it reads the little codes on the prescription, something like that. Oh, what is it? It came out like in 2008 or 2009. And I've heard it work, but yeah, our Walmart here doesn't have that. And... they're probably not going to get it anytime soon. So, you know, they were like, okay, you're on two prescriptions. So what they did was they said, okay, let's try this. Let's put your most important one in the tallest bottle. And then your painkillers in a small bottle, since that's not really priority. It's taken as needed. You know? So, but yeah, I mean, they're normally very nice to me over there, but on the phone, it's a different story. And I don't think it's, like the accent or, you know, the quality of the phone. You know, it might be that they're in a rush or whatever, but I don't know. Anyway, guys, I'm going to rest because I need it. Oops. I need it. I'm on a different allergy medicine, and it's working great, actually. It's working very good. I like it, but I'm not used to it yet, so I'm resting, and I'm kind of, you know, feeling a little, ugh. But whatever, you know, it works. And I have an appointment tomorrow anyway, so I need to get better. So anyway, guys, you all take care of yourself, and I will talk to you guys later. And all of you take care, be blessed. And yeah, I'm going to catch up on some other audio boo direct messages, and maybe download some public ones that I can listen to later when I'm actually awake. So all of you take care, be blessed, and I will talk to you later.